The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome. Nice to see you all. So I'd like to just pose a question before we start the guided meditation. Just a fun little question, maybe two questions. So just imagine if you could have the mind of anybody, alive or dead, whose mind would you like to have? This is just an imagination question, right? You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to tell anybody. Just whose mind would you like to have? And then we could ask this question too. If you could have the body of anybody alive or dead, whose body would you like to have? Yeah, these are crazy questions, right? But the fact that you can even consider a question like this points to that you likely have this idea that there's a you, quote unquote, that's separate from the body or separate from the mind, that you could still be you and have a different body or have a different mind. So there's this way in which there might be this belief that there's a you that's distinct or not integrated with these other aspects. And I kind of want to talk about that tonight. Not kind of, I do want to talk about that tonight. And so I'm going to drop in some other weird questions in the guided meditation. But actually, I'll tell you what the question will be. And this is not meant to be a weird thing, or it's not meant to be a trick question. It's just pointing to something that sometimes can reveal something. Not all the time. So, like, just give it a go. Just play along. We don't have to take it seriously. It doesn't mean anything what happens or what doesn't. So what's going to happen in this guided meditation is we'll spend a little time just getting settled. There'll be a certain amount of silence. And then I'm going to ask this question, like, to pay attention to the sounds. And then what is it that knows the sounds? It's kind of like, looking back, knowing these sounds? And I'm doing this with my body looking behind, but there's a way in which sometimes that with the mind, we can turn around and look like, okay, I know there's sounds, but what's knowing? What's doing the knowing? And this is not a trick question. This isn't some craziness. Well, maybe it is, but it's just an invitation to do this looking. And then I also want to say not finding. That's a finding too. To say like, oh, I can't find anything. Or you might say, oh, it's clearly this. Whatever you find, perfectly legitimate. Whatever you find. Okay, so just wanted to lay the groundwork for what's going to happen here in this guided meditation. And I would encourage you to just try it a little bit, right? And we will only do that like for maybe 2 minutes. So it's not going to be a long duration of looking. It'll be very short, just a short thing. Okay. I just did a big sigh, exhale. Maybe that would be helpful for you too, to let there be an exhale, a certain amount of letting go or connecting to our sitting surface, feeling the body here, having these experiences, pressure against the back, if you're using the backrest in the chair, pressure on your seat as you sit in the seat of the chair. Your body is experiencing the pressure with that point of contact. The back of the legs. The feet, feeling connected, grounded. And it can be helpful to support a sense of ease is to allow the jaw to go slack just a little bit. Maybe the mouth is still closed, but the jaw has more ease. Letting the shoulder blades slide down the back so that the shoulders are away from the ears. And then tuning into the bodily experience of breathing. That might be the slight stretch in the chest, ribs, when we breathe in, and then a release of the stretch and breathe out. Or maybe it's, for you, easier, more accessible to notice how the belly moves as the body breathes. Or maybe feeling the cool air at the tip of the nose. As the air goes in, and warmer air as it goes out. And we're just hanging out with the sensations of breathing, just feeling the feelings or the sensations associated with the breath. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. When the mind wanders, we just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. And can we take a moment and just open and relax into awareness of sounds? All the different sounds arising. And then just ask a question. What's knowing these sounds? Clearly, we're aware of them. Can we find what is knowing the sounds? Just look. Look in any way that makes sense for you. What is knowing these sounds? We can come back to the sensations of breathing. Just hanging out with the breath. Feeling the movements in the body as it breathes. Let's do this a second time, opening up to sounds. What's knowing these sounds? Clearly, we are aware of them, but can we find what is knowing the sounds? And then we'll come back to the sensations of breathing. Just tuning into experiencing the breath. And maybe we'll do this one last time, opening up to sounds and just looking, what's knowing the sounds? We're aware of them. Can we find what is knowing? Is there a knower that's knowing the sounds? And then we'll come back to the sensations of breathing. this whole idea of investigating, like what's knowing this experience of hearing sounds? And chances are that when you investigate, you find actually there's nothing to find. It's not like so obvious that there's this thing that knows. In fact, it's just hearing. Hearing is happening. It's pretty straightforward. So even though there's a knowing, there's no knower. There's an absence of a knower. It's just hearing. And hearing is being known without a knower knowing. It's a little crazy making, maybe even just to think about it. So I would just like to provide an opportunity for you all to get into groups of three or four and maybe just talk a little bit. What was that like? Just this whole idea of to look and investigate, like, what's knowing these sounds? And did that question shift your experience? Or maybe you just got frustrated, or maybe you just dismissed it, or whatever your experience would be. You're allowed to have whatever your experience was, of course, right? So you don't have to come up with some philosophical answer. You can just answer what your experience was. Like, I don't know. I don't even know how to look. Or maybe it was like, yeah, it was fascinating. There was just hearing. It was just hearing. There wasn't an or. Whatever your response is, perfectly appropriate, legitimate, and perfect at this time. So get into groups and just, what was it like to ask, what's knowing these sounds, to investigate? And maybe there was a sense of, oh, there isn't a knower. And maybe there was a little flicker of the knower dropping away and just hearing was happening. Maybe not, too. So again, with these small groups, of course, we're not giving advice to each other. And of course, we're giving a lot of space for people to talk. So we're keeping an eye on the time. So we're going to start again at 7:15. So if you kind of like look at that clock, you'll have a sense of like how much time is left. And just make sure that everybody has an opportunity to talk. Okay? So I'll see you in about 12 minutes. Thanks.